888-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Anybody tired out there? Did you get up at 4 o'clock this morning and watch the game? I did, because my kid set his alarm, so we all went down. And you know something? With the amount of viewers that are watching these soccer matches, they're getting apparently record viewers in the United States for soccer. And it's become quite an event, and it's become quite a topic of conversation. I would think that the people at NBC or ABC or CBS or whoever's going to do the next Olympics would take a cue on that one and start televising those events live, because even if they go at 2 o'clock in the morning, if it's interesting enough, people are going to watch it. But that tape delay stuff that they pulled with the Olympics, that was, whoa, what a thrill and a half that was to see something that took place last year and broadcast as if it was, you know, just happening a half hour ago, whatever the events were. The Olympics have become something that I sort of watch or I don't watch depending upon where I am at any given time. If I'm with a group of people that are really excited about that, then I watch it. If I'm not, then I don't. And if it's the hockey, if it's the basketball, there's like three major events that I watch in the, for instance, Summer Olympics: basketball, boxing, track and field. There's a big story going on, I'll watch it. But anyway, it just struck me this morning as we're all rolling out of bed to go watch the USA and Germany. And I know there were more people like me across the country. I mean, everybody was talking about this game. That I guess they can start going back to televising events live. Of course, one of my kids said, how are they going to win? They must be really tired. Why? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. It ain't 4 o'clock in the morning over there. Oh, how are they going to win? They must be tired. And just a few hours before that, I was up watching England and Brazil. Why? I don't know. It has something to do with Al-Qaeda. I'm suddenly a big UK fan, I guess. I don't know. But they got the first goal, and then they kicked it around a bunch more times, and then I think I finally passed out. But then we did get up. We watched a little bit of that USA-Germany game. Pretty good ball game. Do you call a soccer game a ball game? It's called a match. Don't call a... No, and it ain't 1-0 either, baby. It's 1-0. So don't even start in with that 1-0 stuff. This is a whole new world. It's not a ball game. It's a match. It's 1-0, and it isn't a team. It's a side. And it's not a stadium. It's a whatever the hell it is. It's a stadia. Have you ever watched that NFL Europe? They're not playing in stadiums. They're playing in Deutschmarkstadia und Fackeln. They're playing at the Brandenburg Gate there. Anyway, the kids were really heavy into this thing, and a couple of them didn't wake up to watch the game, so I left little notes saying we suck, and that's all. You know, USA. 1-0 Germany. We suck. Oh, I know, they don't call it a field, they call it a pitch. A soccer pitch. So anyway, we got as far as we could go, and like I said, this is the time of the, every 4 years we got to pretend like we really are interested in soccer. I think I could get into that game. With all honesty, I think I could get into it. I think I get it now. I understand. It isn't the scoring, it's the cool way they kick the ball. That's what the cool thing is with soccer. You've seen the way these guys kick the ball. It's amazing. With just 2 feet, what you can do with a ball. It's, you know, a guy's kicking it behind him, then he's booting it here, and he kicks it in front, and the guy gets it and he kicks it back to the guy, and then he's got it with one foot, then he's got it with another foot, and some of those defenders look so befuddled. They got these guys, their legs are like pretzels when they're done, and you think it's going out, and then it doesn't go out, and then they boot the hell out of it. It goes way, way down the field, and a guy actually is standing there and controls it with his chest and his knees, and it drops down with a guy right there, or with his head, and then he'll knock it over toward, if it gets within 100 yards of that net, I'm completely impressed. That header thing, that's the one that you got to love that. Guys going up in the air with their heads after the ball has been kicked 6 miles. Guy can kick the ball like 6 miles right to a fixed point, 6 miles away, and that fixed point heads it in another 50 yards away. That's some skill, right? They had commercials 4 years ago when Brazil won, showing one of the Brazilian team members. I guess it was that Ronaldo guy. He's the man, right? And, of course, one of my kids said to me, "You must have been old enough to see Peel." Yeah, I'm old enough to see Peel. Pele? Oh, okay. My kids, when they mispronounce stuff, one of them... Did I tell you this? He was being attacked by the other one, okay? Like, the two eldest guys were jumping on each other. And my second oldest goes, "Hey, get off of me, you rape monger." Well, he was trying to use the word rape monger. And, of course, that's a whole other thing. There's that whole gay, you know, it's that whole gay school of humor that runs through the adolescent and pre-adolescence in America today. You realize that everything is gay now with them. You understand that. If they don't dig this TV show, it's gay. If they don't like this idea, it's a gay idea. Because they've had using the F word and all of those very, you know, those vituperative and pejorative terms, they've had them beaten out of them. As adults, we beat the crap out of them if they use any kind of a racial or homophobic epithet. So they're reduced to the use of the word gay. But I can't hardly say anything about that, right? It is so become a part of the vernacular. In any event, they asked me, did you see Peel? I said, yeah, his name's Pele. Oh, yeah? Yeah. And another thing, what? How come all them Brazilians only got one name? I said, well, they only need one name if you think about it. Well, what do you mean? Well, if it's weird enough, who else is going to have it? What other guy would be named Peel? Or Cher? Or for that matter, Boner? You mean Bono. Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, speaking of the World Cup, Bob Green talks to us from Japan with a recap and a sort of an overview on the just-completed competition by our American team. We'll be talking to Bob live from Tokyo, and he's up rather early in the morning over there. Coming up in just a couple of minutes here on The Phil Hendry Show, our number 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Bob Green joins us now from Nakano's sports bar in downtown Tokyo, where a lot of the soccer matches have been going on, both in Tokyo and both in Japan, I should say, and in South Korea. Bob, how are you?
I'm good, and good morning, and good afternoon, and good evening, everybody in the United States.
Well, with the 2 weeks of World Cup coverage, Bob, you've been in Japan for us. I know it's early in the morning. How's the team feeling? How are the Americans feeling who have been traveling with the team?
Well, I think the team is down. I think they're proud of their success. There are those of us who wish they had done better, I guess, probably for selfish reasons. As you know, Phil, I have a sports merchandising company, and we were very proud and excited. We made up $250,000. USA World Cup champion coffee mugs in anticipation of what we were told was a very good chance that the U.S. would win the World Cup, which I guess now we're not going to be able to move. In the last 6 months, I personally have felt a little let down by Team USA. The United States hockey team was, I guess we can all say, was pretty terrible, and for the most powerful nation in the world to lose to Germany in soccer, a country that we defeated in World War II. It's pretty tough. And then, of course, you put on top of that, for me, I'm out of pocket about $500,000. So I suppose you could say that we've been let down by this effort.
You feel let down as a businessman, as a fan?
As both, but more importantly, I guess, as a businessman.
I mean, they gave it their best. They went further than anybody thought they would.
Well, all right, they did their best. Let me tell you, Phil, what I tell salesmen that work for me. I don't want your best, I want results. Now, if you can understand the difference basically is that I don't want your best, I want results. That means that if your best doesn't give me results, see, so I'm not clear what it is you're trying to say.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, isn't it something for all of us to be proud of that this team got as far as it did?
Well, I think when you lead somebody down a garden path and then you take them off the path, and, for instance, let me use an extreme example. When you lead someone down the garden path...
Are you saying the American team led us down a garden path?
I think if you got people getting up in the morning at 4:30, yeah. And when you take them off the path and then you take them into some bushes and you commit sexual assault, how am I going to be proud of that? I was led to believe that this USA soccer team...
What do you mean sexual assault?
This USA soccer team had a great chance of winning the World Cup. this guy, Bruce Arena, the head coach, is talking about how they're going to do it and all that. And I think he should have been honest and said that they probably wouldn't win. See, because now I'm...
Are you comparing what happened to you business-wise, that the U.S. team raped you or financially?
It's a metaphor. And what I'm saying is I'm out $500,000. And what kills me, Phil, is that for the next, I guess, 4 or 5 months, I'm going to have to look at them on every Wheaties box, all of these guys on talk shows being heralded as heroes, but I'm still, and if I could be graphic, I'm still rubbing my rear end from $500,000 that I can't recover. It's tough. And
well, you jumped the gun. I mean,
how do you figure that?
Well, you jumped the gun. You should have made the mugs. You got coffee mugs that say "Congratulations USA on winning the World Cup" when they hadn't even made the quarterfinals.
Excuse me. This is the first American team in 70 years to reach the quarterfinals.
No, but you're blaming the American team that you're out $500,000 on coffee mugs. First of all, I thought we were going to talk to you about how the American team is feeling and how the fans are feeling.
And you are. You are. But I'm telling you how this fan feels.
And you feel financially raped.
Yeah, I feel taken advantage of by a soccer team that the first team to reach the quarterfinals in 70 years, and with 9/11 happening and all that patriotism, I had no doubt that they'd go all the way. Nobody doubted. I didn't have any idea that we were dealing with a rather incapable soccer team with players that are not the most honest in the world. So, all right, I'll answer your question. I've had a nice time in Tokyo, but if you call losing $500,000 a nice time, you know...
All right.
But what I'm hoping is through your show we can help move some of these mugs. That's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. I'm sorry, I'm just talking to you about it now.
Well, I wanted to get an update on
the team may be upset that they lost, but they're certainly not upset that they took me financially.
Do they? They're not even. Are they aware that they did?
Let me tell you something. I don't think you take someone from behind and not be aware of it.
See, these metaphors that you're using, that you were raped by the team, that they took you from behind, that you were dragged off of the garden path and thrown into some bushes, you made $500,000 worth of coffee mugs. How much is the cost on the making of those things?
Well, I'll tell you right now, we were going to sell it for $10, so we stood to make a lot of money.
So that you were going to sell them for $10 a mug?
That is right.
Well, I don't know why anybody's going to want to buy these mugs now. You've got coffee mugs that say, "Congratulations, World Cup Champion, USA." How are you going to move mugs like that?
Well, I believe in positive messaging. Buy our 2002 USA World Champ mug, and let's pretend America won the World Cup. Let's return to our childhood and pretend that we're the champions of the world. Because if you look at America right now, there's not too much that we're in control of anymore, and we sort of have to pretend that we're, you know... That we lead the world, even though we probably don't. I mean, we get it from behind, from Germany. I'm taking it in the shorts on these coffee mugs. You can't get Arafat to take a leak without screaming and yelling.
Let's forget about America's position in the world. All right? Because
I'm trying to give you some idea, Phil, as to how it feels.
Let's forget about the politics, okay? I mean, I'd be happy to support you in selling your coffee mugs, maybe as a novelty they'll sell, but it's not true. We didn't win the World Cup. Let me give our number.
Well, but I got to sell these mugs.
Let me give our number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I got Robert Green with me, who is a sports merchandising specialist. He's also been our reporter on site at the World Cup. You're saying, and this is far from a report on how the team is feeling, you're not feeling well, and you feel the American team didn't give a very good effort.
No, I do not feel they gave a good effort. No, I do not. I'm not going to stand around like everybody else and say, oh, yeah, what a great effort they gave. They should have won, and they certainly should have played better than they did. And as a result of them going out there today and playing, I guess you want to call that a great game, okay, you call it a great game. They should have beaten Germany. And as a result, I'm out of pocket $500,000 on coffee mugs. I feel taken advantage of. And I got these mugs to move, and you're giving me an argument, and I was led to believe that I could promote some of these on your show.
Well, I certainly was not told by my producer that you were going to come on and promote mugs. But if you want to do that, that's fine. So how are you going to do this other than say, let's pretend we won the World Cup?
Well, I got to sell these mugs, so I don't really care why they buy them. They've got to buy them.
Well, they may not buy them.
Well, look, they're going to have to because I got 250,000 of them.
Well, what happens if they don't buy them?
Well, you don't want to go there.
I don't understand.
Well, you don't want to know the answer to that.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm saying if these people don't buy the mugs, then we've got some situations we're going to have to talk about. Look, Phil...
I don't understand what you're saying.
Look, Phil, these soccer players, were on the front page of every newspaper pretending they could win. Pretending like they were really good. Pretending like they had a great soccer team. I turned on the TV this morning, or just a few hours ago, to watch the replay on this thing, and I wanted to vomit. Because they're a much better team than that. And they've let us down.
I want to go back to this thing. How are you going to force people to buy your coffee mugs?
Just send the message, you better buy them. Or this, you know, or it could get ugly. That's all I'm saying.
How is it going to get ugly? I don't know that anybody's going to want to buy a coffee mug if they're being threatened to buy a coffee mug.
I mean, I have friends who have contacts. You want me to tell you?
Yes, tell me.
You're sure?
Yes.
I have friends who have contacts with Visa, MasterCard, Equifax, TransUnion, all the credit reporting agencies, and the different credit companies. They can turn a 6 into a 2 real fast.
Are you threatening people's credit? Is that what you're doing?
Look, Phil...
I mean, are you honestly doing that?
Can I make a point here?
I'm asking, are you threatening that you're going to do something to people if they don't buy your coffee mug?
I've been put through some pretty rough jail sex at the hands of the U.S. soccer team. I'm out of pocket $500,000.
And all I've been hearing about since you come on my show here about a half hour or 15 minutes ago is how you're out of $500,000, how you can't sell any coffee mugs.
That's right. And I'm out of $500,000 by a U.S. soccer team that pretended they were better than they are. Now, these are the kinds of people getting reparations. There's all kinds of people getting reparations these days, all kinds of victims. Where are my reparations for the ass-kicking that this pumped-up paper tiger U.S. soccer team gave me? They buy the mugs or things get ugly. The dollar's dropping because people are pulling their investments out of America. Here I am trying to invest in America, and all I get is the collective U.S. soccer team sitting on my face and cutting a fart.
If you, all right, we don't have to be juvenile, do we?
Well, but you know as well as I do that's what's going on. So what I'm asking is, what I'm telling them to do is to buy these mugs, and I can give out the web address later on.
Bob, if you told me that you were going to screw around with my credit somehow, I suppose I'd buy the mugs. But I'm telling you that that is not a very good way to engender goodwill toward people, saying if you don't buy my coffee mugs, I'm going to make a 6 turn into a 2 on your credit report. You got coffee mugs that say, congratulations, World Cup winners, USA.
So why can't you buy them as a novelty and buy them as a let's pretend... Remember when you were a kid, you'd play pretend, you'd do dress up, or you'd dress up? Do you remember doing that?
Yes, I remember pretending.
All right. We can do the same thing. I'm not taking a bath in this thing. I was duped by the hype, and...
How come I wasn't duped by the hype? I didn't think they were going to go all the way.
You're not a businessman. So you're not thinking in terms of those possible dollars you can make. So while you and I are wasting time, you could be...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what you want me to do.
Just tell the people that I've got the coffee mugs, and they are they're beautiful USH World Champion in Soccer coffee mugs. The $10.
But we didn't win the World Cup.
All right, we didn't win the World Cup. You want to keep beating that into the ground. There may be some people who don't know that. But you can have the World Cup. What people say, look at that. Did the USA win the World Cup in 2002? And you can say, yes, they did. Because the people you're going to have over to your house are probably too stupid to... Because they're Americans.
All right, Mr. Green insists that you buy his coffee mugs. If you don't, he's going to screw with your credit. I hardly believe that he's in a position to do any of that, but the threat itself makes me a little bit angry. In any event, he has USA World Champion 2002 coffee mugs, even though the U.S. didn't win jack. And when I said that to him, he says, well, let's pretend they did. 1-800-449-8686. He says he's out... $500,000 on the production of these mugs, and he's getting his money back. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You call the American soccer team liars?
Yes, they lied.
How did they lie?
They said they had a good chance of winning the World Cup. They got everybody jazzed about it. They got everybody in America getting up at 4:30 in the morning, and they stunk up the joint. And I'm sitting here with $500,000 worth of coffee mugs after having been manhandled. I got to tell you something. It angers me, but I'm very proactive. That's why.
Well, that's why you're threatening people. You better buy my coffee mugs or else.
What is $10 to buy a mug?
There's nothing with that, but threatening people is the thing. Here is Joyce on the Phil Henry Show. Joyce, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, Phil?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm in the middle of driving to Naples right now and listening to this on the radio. I am floored. I cannot believe. Is this guy out of his mind?
Can I ask you a favor, Joyce?
Yeah.
Okay, would you back off the phone a little bit because it's breaking up really bad?
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm on my cell phone.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, is that better?
A little bit, I guess. I don't know. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I cannot believe that this guy on the radio. I mean, he's got the crazy.
All right, you know what? Hold on. That phone just is just the worst. Just a memo to every single cellular company in America. When are you going to stop stealing our money and start giving us some service? I don't care whether you're AT&T Wireless, I don't care who, Verizon. When are you going to stop stealing the money of the American people and start giving us some cell service?
Are we getting back to my mugs? Or...
Yeah, we'll get back to your mugs. Rob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rob.
Yes, sir.
Just, I want to make a comment. This is hilarious to me. You know, the guy wants to take a risk.
Hey, try losing $500,000. Tell me whether that's
well,
funny
that's
or not.
Fine. But you know, welcome
fine?
To America. It's free enterprise. You know,
no, well,
it's the longest
yeah, but,
shot in the World Cup to
what
win
am I
it.
Supposed to do?
And you're
going to
invest your money on it. That's fine. But when you lose, don't cry about
okay,
it.
Okay. So when you take it in the shorts in a business arrangement, you just laugh all the way to where?
Hey, if you make a calculated risk and you're against the odds, it's not my fault.
No.
It's yours.
What do you mean against the odds? They said they could win.
They're the longest shot on the board.
They're the first American team to make the quarterfinals in 70 years, and they lied to me, and they lied to you, too.
How did they lie? Did they say they were going to win the World Cup?
They might as well have. And so I take it in the shorts to the tune of $500,000, and Rob here thinks I ought to just laugh it off. No.
It's a calculated risk.
You're going to buy a
calculated risk in law.
No, I'd like you to buy a month.
No, I would consider it up until the point that I heard you say, you know, you're threatening people, and now
well,
it's a joke.
I'm telling you, you have to buy one, because I can't take the loss.
That's your fault.
So do you report to TransUnion, Equifax?
Well, it doesn't matter where I report.
Do you have a Visa card?
It's a joke that you would like to threaten people
to buy a mug.
Do
you have a Visa card?
Look, you're not going to get
matter.
The guy's last name.
Well, his first name's Rob, and he lives in what city does he live in?
I'm not telling
doesn't,
you.
What city
matter.
Does he... Mr. Henry, I'm asking you to tell me what city this guy...
I'm not telling you what city he lives in.
Well, I'll find out. You'll buy a mug.
It's pretty
don't buy a mug, Rob.
Though. I mean...
I'm tired of having to bite the pillow by these teams... that are not supporting the American economy.
All right. Pillow biting now, huh?
That's what's happening to me. Putting a skirt on me? No.
Well, I think the support's there with the American economy,
right.
But up to a
all
point
right,
to where
thank
everybody
you.
Believes.
Exactly. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Tracy. Tracy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Can you hear me? I'm on a cell phone.
Yes, ma'am. You sound fine.
Okay. I'm calling because I just want to tell this guy that even if they would have won, and I would not buy a mug from him, even if they did win.
Wait a minute.
Because
if they won the World Cup, you're not going to buy congratulations to the USA?
Not from you, if I knew it was from you.
Why?
Because you're trying to push this product by using the sweat of these guys that are out there playing. And
sweat?
It's
those
a game.
Guys laid, what do you mean sweat? They laid down. They lost. Sweat.
It's a game. Even the best lose sometimes.
Well, they stink.
It's a gamble.
They didn't tell us how much they stunk, and I go out and put $500,000 into coffee mugs.
It's a gamble. It's a gamble. That's why you're a businessman.
Do you have a Visa card?
You can do whatever you want to my Visa card, but I cut them all up.
You what?
I cut them all up.
How's your credit?
Don't tell him anything.
What do you have
don't tell him anything, Tracy.
No, what do you mean it's none of my business? Are you buying a coffee?
Yeah, what you need to do, you need to just go ahead and put those coffee mugs in your house
every
and build
time
you a nice
America,
wall with
every
them.
Time America puts a team on the international stage, they suck. And every time that I put my money into the U.S. hockey team, jail rape. I put my money into the U.S. I put my money into the U.S. soccer team, jail rape. I put my money into the U.S. women's hockey team a couple of years ago, jail rape. I'm getting sick of it. Now somebody's going to buy it. Now,
it sounds like you better go into another line of work.
I want to know what your credit rating is, please.
You probably need to
go into another
line of work.
No, what? I'm going to sell you a gun.
And watch your language, okay?
She's not laughing at me taking it in the shorts for $500,000. Do you laugh at me?
He makes a lot of reference to taking it in the shorts.
Hey, let me tell you something.
I think you must take it there.
Is that right?
You must.
Something? I had a truck driven up me sideways, and you're sitting out there laughing about it.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that 500,000 fish in the dish, out of pocket, for coffee mugs that say, congratulations, U.S. team. And they go out and they lay down against Germany.
I heard that it was one of the
guarantee?
Best.
What guarantee did you have that they were going to win?
Everybody's talking about how great they are, the liars.
All right, well,
you
they didn't say that they
Phil,
were going to win.
You did just what Phil said. You jumped the gun. You shouldn't have made so many.
You know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I don't go on shoulda, coulda, woulda. I go on, I'm proactive. Buy a mug.
No one's buying a mug, man.
Nobody's going to buy those. You better donate those to the local shelter.
I know Phil Henry's last name.
What does that mean?
I know your last name.
What does that mean?
My last name?
If I got your, yes, I do. I know your last name. And if I get your last name, then I can.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Rick on the Phil Henry Show. Rick? Rick?
Hello, Mr. Green?
Yes, sir.
Apparently, you never learned the word consequence or what it means. I mean, I'm grateful to my parents when I was younger. Let me speak for a minute.
Consequences.
Because you took a business chance on them winning, you would be able to capitalize and make some money. Good for you. The fact that they didn't win means you lost some money in your capital venture. Would you have shared the winnings and the profit with the U.S. team or U.S. anything if you'd have won?
Well,
if they'd have won it, you stole all of the mugs, of course.
Let me ask you something. Did you watch the game?
No, I did not.
All right. Well, so you can't really speak. But anybody that watched that game must have thought they were going to win. Otherwise, they wouldn't have watched the game.
If they knew who was going to win, it wouldn't be called a game.
Yeah, but you don't watch a game unless you think the team's going to win.
No, you watch the game
and
you support the team.
They're all liars.
I didn't hear you.
Who's a liar?
The team and all the fans. Every last son of a bitch that doesn't buy a coffee mug from me is lying to me. All right, so...
You take it in the shorts. Well, I don't even have $500,000 to invest in things that I want to go do. For you, that you do.
You guys
can't afford to lose it.
You guys talk about
put it out.
You know, you guys laugh at me taking it in the shorts.
I'm not laughing at you.
Have you ever been to jail?
If you can't afford to lose it, you shouldn't.
But I don't understand. I can't afford to lose it, so I'm getting it back. And
don't you know what the guy is saying? That when business, if you don't have the money to lose, don't invest the money.
I couldn't lose.
Why?
Because the lion sacks of crap said they were going to win the World Cup, and then they lied to me, and they didn't.
Oh, I see. So they went out and lost just because they wanted to screw with you.
Look, you're calling me paranoid now?
That's the way it sounds to me. It sounds to me like you... Sounds to me like Mr. Green believes that the U.S. team purposefully dropped that game this morning to Germany so they could screw him out of $500,000. 1-800-449-8686. And I've heard this guy on my program so far threaten people's credit ratings, their Visa cards, their MasterCards, if they don't buy one of his cups, his mugs, that say, congratulations, World Cup winning USA team 2002. $500,000 he's out. Nobody wants to buy the mugs because the team didn't win. So now he says buy the mugs and pretend like we won. He wants us to do everything and anything so that he didn't drop his $500,000. And as he says it, take it in the shorts. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 888-449-8686.
But if you dropped a lot of money in Tokyo, that's not my problem.
Mr. Henry, all I'm saying is that prostitution is legal in Tokyo, and there are a lot of Americans taking advantage of that. And I probably would not be honest if I told you that I also was taking, if I didn't tell you, I was also taking advantage of it, and I have put myself in a financial bind.
All right, so you put yourself in a financial bind visiting geisha houses. It doesn't mean that we got to buy coffee mugs that say, congratulations 2002 USA soccer champs. Here is Kim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to know why he thinks that we should take the financial hit for these mugs when we aren't the ones that went out and made a stupid investment.
Are you an American? What do you mean a stupid
investment? I am.
What do you mean a stupid investment? The American soccer team said they were going to win the World Cup.
Uh-huh.
Then they got to the quarterfinals.
And that was enough for you?
And then
if I just tell you something, you'll give me money?
Then they got to the quarterfinals. Do you know about soccer, or are you just sort of...
I don't.
Okay. See, so you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I know about investing.
Then they got to the quarterfinals, and I thought this was money in the bank. Money in the bank. I ordered up to 250,000 mugs, and all of a sudden they go out there and they play like cripples. They play
but
like they got
you,
like a bus
thought
of a
the
down
think that they were
kid.
Playing against another team and maybe the other team would win.
Well, you know something, Kim? I'm not going to answer all your questions. You're going to buy a mug?
Where are they on sale?
You buying a mug?
Well, where can I get one?
Okay, so you want one, right?
Well, no, I don't want one, but where would I get one if I did want one?
Well, never mind.
You have them out on sale?
I've got them, yeah, I'm selling them.
Where at?
On my website.
Oh, on your website?
You don't want a mug, huh, Kim?
I don't? Why not? Are they ugly?
You said you don't want one.
Well, I'll look at them.
Well, either you're buying one or you're not, okay? So don't waste my time. But I can tell
okay,
you this
I don't. I probably don't want one because, you know... They didn't win.
Well, you can pretend like they won.
Oh, forget it, will you? Pretend like they won.
Sabrina, you're so handsome.
And what do you mean? Who is that?
Hold on. Go get me some kimchi. I'm.
Yeah, okay. So you dropped all your money in a whorehouse.
Look, I'm sure you understand if you have a sexual addiction.
So let me ask you something. You're up to your eyeballs and hocked to a whorehouse, and you're trying to sell commemorative coffee mugs to get your butt out of Tokyo?
I got to get out of Japan, yeah. I got no money for a plane ticket.
You're going to have to sell, a plane ticket from Tokyo. It's, you know, one way, I don't know, maybe five bills. That's a hell of a lot of coffee mugs. That's how many coffee mugs is that?
That's 50.
So you got to... Good luck.
You really think it's funny looking at a guy just suffer, huh?
I love your book, Mr. Green.
Thank you. Anyway,
okay, good. You know, some guys really think that the world owes them a living. That's, you know, some of them come from poor neighborhoods, and some of them are just guys like old Bob there, forking all that money over at the geisha house. He forgot he needed money for a plane ticket home. By the way, in the middle of that bit, I just glanced up at the TV set. What a handsome, handsome couple. Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie make just absolutely striking with his shirt tail hanging out and his baseball cap. He looks like he just climbed out of a tractor trailer and he's on his way over to get some of that good coffee. And there she is, sticking her tongue down his every hole in his head. Anyway, so, by the way, the voice of Bob Green was done by me. Some people call up during these bits sometimes and they'll say, "Don't you people know you're a fraud?" Yes. "Don't you know that that guy is just putting Mr. Henry on?" Yes. "How do you know?" "Because it's Mr. Henry doing the voice." "Oh, really?" So that was me doing the old voice there of Bob Green. Good luck selling those mugs, though, Bob. I got a couple of commemorative mugs. I got the Minnesota Twins 1992. It was a plastic mug, a big beer stein. And I'd say within like 6 weeks, the thing broke. Then I had a Florida Marlins bottle, and that thing came apart. Then I went down to Disneyland, and I got one of those fans that spray the water. You know, you can spray water, and it goes through a fan, and it cools you off. That busted in about 3 days. So, speaking of selling stuff, how about something that's quality? How about the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt? You got it, the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. Now, this is high quality. It's 100% cotton. It says Citizens Auxiliary Police on a little badge there over the left breast, and it says Jay Santos, Brigadier Admiral. And then on the back, it has the famous Citizens Auxiliary Police quote, "We take a peek over the shoulder of the police." And it's right there for you in black and silver. And you can pick it up on our website starting, I think it's either Monday or Tuesday. I think we just got the word they're pushing sales back to Tuesday. Go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and pick up the Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. And while you're there, you can also click on to see how you can help out My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, by picking up one of our Best Of CDs. It's all there on the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. You know, a lot of that old merchandise, by the way, makes its way into third world countries. Now, what am I talking about? There are, on any given day in this country, millions, if not trillions, if not gazillions of T-shirts and hats and batting gloves, all kinds of stuff that is created and sold for promotional purposes by sports entities, radio stations, etc. Most of this garbage never gets sold. You know, like Z98, Star 98, all these T-shirts, they can't sell them. They couldn't give them away. Well, they do give them away. That's I misstated, because if you open up Time magazine, for instance, and you see a picture of a youth hurling rocks at a Israeli tank, 9 times out of 10, he'll be wearing a T-shirt that says WNEW Rocks New York, or K-West, Turn It Up. Open up Time magazine. Perhaps you'll see there a picture of a Angolan guerrilla who is at war with the colonialist imperialist forces in his country, being aided by the Cubans. And as he marches through the jungle, carrying a carbine rifle, he's got on a T-shirt that says, Jamie and Danny in the Morning. There are Mujumba in Ethiopia with no food, but by God, they got a Lakers Rule T-shirt on. And, true story, because I worked at the radio station, I worked at K-West 106 in Los Angeles back in the day, before it became Power 106, and we were selling shirts that said, K-West, Turn It Up 106, okay? They came in blue and they came in red. And I opened up Time magazine one day, and it was in the middle of the Sandinista guerrilla war in Nicaragua, and marching through the jungle was a Sandinista with a big-ass AK-47 and a K-West 106 Turn It Up shirt. So you can feel good, even if your listeners and your viewers and the fans of your team wouldn't take your stuff if it was free. You can always give it away to some guerrilla group in Sri Lanka. Some, you know, they eat human flesh and they believe in kind of a Marxist-Leninist cannibalist thing. In fact, they got a picture of Bin Laden in a Jay Sando shirt, so I'll tell you what right now. If Osama Bin Laden will put on a Citizens Auxiliary Police shirt, I say he's all right in my book. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Truth is, there really isn't anything going on in the world other than it seems like the world's falling apart, but, you know, on any given day, wildfires and Palestine. Have you been checking out this Israel-Palestine situation? It is ugly, ugly, ugly. It's really nasty over there. It's hot. It's what they used to call dirty. And let's see what else. We got the stock market going through the floor. You know, it's one of those marvelous times in American history. Everybody's got to kind of cinch it up. Just sit down, get tough, get butch. Just stare it down, mad dog it if you have to. Come on, don't be getting a little oily on me now. Don't be, don't go letting the jello shake. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Forgive me. But I did say all of that just to say there are the moments when we can kind of enjoy the lighter side of things, although this isn't, I don't know whether this is the lighter side of things because it also irritates me. It's another one of these top 100 celebrity lists to go along with the one that I saw in Entertainment Weekly, which is the 100 most creative people in entertainment. And we got a list we're going to be working on, the 100 most irritating people in show business. How about that one, huh? The ones, the people that just great, just just great on you, just a little too much. I'm not talking about Britney Spears. She's fine. I'm not talking about any of them. They're good. They're entertaining. I'm not talking about Tiger Woods. I'm talking about the quasi-celebrity that just keeps popping up like that zit you can't seem to get rid of. It just pops like it's an itch that you can't scratch. We were kicking it around today. I suppose in her heyday you could have called the Kathy Lee Giffords of the world, but I found her to be thoroughly entertaining. Charming woman, a lovely mother, a real pain in the ass, but nonetheless, marvelous. Regis Philbin is kind of grating, isn't he? But his show's off the air, so it doesn't work, you see? Ann Robinson would have been fantastic. Her show's off the air, it doesn't work. So you have to keep looking. You have to keep hoeing and tilling the field to find those celebrities that irritate you. And there's tons of them. You just have to be reminded of them. And when their name is mentioned to you, oh, yeah. Andy Dick, he keeps popping up in ways that bother me. I saw him in a photograph with Moby, and that disturbed me. It disturbed me. If you were a film actor, I suppose I could put them all together because they're all freaks. Film actors, Moby, they're all freaks of nature. Those artist types. You saw, I just heard what I said about Billy Bob Thornton and his wife Angelina Jolie. They're just, what a marvelous couple they are. Walking down the red carpet, dressed as if they're getting ready to ship another load of chickens. Did you see him? He's smoking a cigarette and he's got a baseball cap on that says John Deere. He's got the shirt hanging out. It's like he just climbed right out of the cab and said, "Sugar babe, I'm just going to get more coffee in the thermos. I'll be right back." And he's got the wife there, the Angelina Jolie. Everybody thinks she's so brilliant. Now, wasn't she in, like, one movie? She was very good in that. And everything else has just been one big, fat, thick-lipped disappointment. One big collagen shot after another into the lips of a disappointment. Aren't I a bitter guy sitting here not making the celebrity top 100 list from Forbes magazine? I'll tell you why I should be on the list. Because number 100 is that guy from the Dell computer, Ben Curtis. Now, listen to this. They have 6 categories on how to rate a celebrity. Money and the pay that you make. In other words, how they rank on the money scale. How much money you actually made in a year. How many web hits your website got. Press clippings over the year. Cover stories over the year. And TV and radio mentions. Ben Curtis had 1,070 web hits on his website, 58 press clippings, no cover stories, and 3 TV and radio stories. I got that beat, I know. How is it he got the number 100 and I didn't? I was saying it half-jokingly to Janice before the show. I said, how'd this guy make the list? I got more web hits. We did 1 million web hits 1 month with our website, which if you bust that down, 30 into 1 million goes on, and it's a lot more than 1,000. I ain't got no cover stories, but I got a bunch of TV and radio stories, and I also got a few press clippings. I know I got more than 58. Ben Curtis, the Dell guy. That guy there, he's on my irritating celebrity list. Because it started out like 2-3 of those commercials, very funny. Then it was, hey, Mr. Brown, can I offer you a Dell? And you want to, like, hey, yeah? Have you ever heard of, like, shotgunning wild turkey? Come on. And then he's just in an alcoholic coma there at 4 a.m. None of his friends around. Where'd you find him?
He's just laying here. I don't know what happened.
Hey, bud.
Yeah?
Did you send in the RSVP for this list?
Oh, I forgot.
That's what I thought, you jackass. The only way to make this list is if I send in my name and my annual salary. Well, it's another reason why I didn't make the list. So it's the top 100 celebrities, and I simply had this comment to make about that. Are celebrities entertainers, or are celebrities famous people who are interesting to watch? What is a celebrity? That's my question for you. Is a celebrity a famous person who's interesting to watch, or is a celebrity an entertainer? Otherwise, we'd say it's the top 100 entertainers, wouldn't we? Here's the reason why I say this. Every single person on this list is in entertainment. Every single person on this list is in entertainment, whether they are a ball player, whether they're a writer, whether they're an actor, whether they're a TV star, whether they're a comedian, it's all entertainment. See, baseball and football and hockey, for some reason, people don't think that's the world of entertainment. There is nothing, for instance, absolutely nothing that, Oh, I don't know. Mention the biggest, baddest guy in sports. Who's the biggest, baddest guy? There's nothing that Mike Tyson does that's any different from what an organ grinder does on a street corner. He just makes more money at what he does. There's nothing that Shaquille O'Neal does that is any different, and I'm telling you, and I'll argue with anybody about this to the ends of the earth, there's nothing that Shaquille O'Neal does that is any different from a clown in a circus. Nothing. Nothing. He entertains his way, the clown in the circus entertains his way. But the two of them basically do the same thing, and that is boredom killing. They kill boredom for a few hours, a few minutes, however long the people want to get away from the horror of their life. They can sit down. They don't have to think about Al-Qaeda, Israel, the stock market going to hell in a handcart. They can sit there and watch these two clowns. Now, I say that with respect. Shaq is a great basketball player, but it's no different from a guy standing on a street corner with a monkey with a cup. The one guy makes more money. One guy's form of entertainment may be more valued than the other guy's, but they're both doing the same thing, entertaining people. So the next time you hear someone say, oh, I'm not an entertainer, I'm a football player, stifle the giggle, stuff the chortle, but know that that guy didn't know his rear end from, you know, from a monkey with a cup. I like football players. Let's take football. I love football. But when those guys hit the field, as far as I'm concerned, it's the same thing as them clowns pouring out of a car in the middle of a ring at Barnum and Bailey. It's the same thing. You ever see the clowns pouring out of the car? That's when the football players hit the field. What's the difference? There's no difference. The difference is in the way that they inspire passion. Can you imagine a guy at Ringling Brothers going, here come the clowns. Yeah! Yeah, baby! Ooh, 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 ooh. Cats just all psyched on the clowns coming out of the car. All right, yeah, here comes the organ grinder. All right, yeah, 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 yeah. Organ grinder, organ grinder. Yeah, it's just a different emotional response, but it's the same thing. Hockey players, baseball players, Randy Johnson, Eric Karros, who's a big, rough, tough ball player? Who's a big bad boy out there? How about Mike Piazza? Mike Piazza, Roger Clemens, big badass looking guy out there on the mound. He's no different from some dude with a big red honking nose and oversized shoes because he's doing the same job. He's entertaining the people. And when I leave the ballpark, I have the same memory of Roger Clemens as I have a freaking Hobo Kelly. Same thing. He might as well have been out there with a big face and a big honking nose because it's the same thing. He hasn't paid my rent. He hasn't paid any of my bills. He hasn't fed my kids. He ain't done diddly squat other than give me something to do for 3 hours. He's not putting gas in my car. He's not buying me a car. He's just Roger Clemens standing out there throwing a baseball, and I'll decide whether he's worth the money that he's making. Thank you very much. Plus, I'll decide whether the guy belongs into the Hall of Fame. Why is it that it's only sports writers that get to stick people in the Hall of Fame? For all the significance that baseball has in our culture, for all the significance that football has in our culture, which is really none at all, they ought to just turn the ballots over to fans. And I don't give a crap if they want to stick Pete Rose in there, if they want to stick in anybody. You can name anybody that you want. Any like scumbag, any guy that's, you know, that Ray Carruth dude. You can stick him in the Hall of Fame if you want to. It's all about football anyway, and it's really just about how the fans react. Sports writers got nothing to do with it. Those guys are like food critics, okay? In other words, you eat at McDonald's, don't you? Or are you going to pore over the newspaper to find out what the food critics said about the QP with cheese? The quarter pounder with cheese, I don't know. You see, I think it's a little fatty, isn't it? Oh, shut up. I'm going in and get myself some lunch. Yeah, that's right, man. I ain't eating Baja Fresh anymore because the LA Times food critics said that it's a little too heavy with the grease. Blow it out your ass. I'm going over to Baja Fresh, and that's all there is to it. And I sure as hell don't need to read some schmuck in the L.A. Times, the Miami Herald, or anything else to tell me what ball players really excel at the game and which one of them are almost poetic in the way they inform us as to the beauty of the sport. Baloney. Just go out, play the game. If it's good, I'll come back. If it ain't, maybe I'll still come back. Depending on how I'm feeling, you know? How did I get on this and I was going to talk about the top 100 celebrities of all time? Oh, I know what it is, the addiction we have to entertainers. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. Pick up a copy of our best of CD for the year 2001. It's called Bring It, and it's available on our website, philhenryshow.com.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On yesterday's show, Clara Bingham called in because she believed that I was concentrating on talking about the Elizabeth Smart case because she's white, and that if a black child were missing, I wouldn't say anything about it, and she basically called me a racist, and here's what happened.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
You only want to find black children.
Am
now.
I a racist?
I'm supposed to have an organization only for finding black children, and all the other children, you find your white children?
I tell you what, you have the energy to call Phil Hendry and make him...
Well, he's a racist, too, because he's a Klan, sheet-wearing, no good.
I talked to you for a half an hour about your missing kid, okay?
Cross-burning cracker.
I talked to you for half an hour, and then you said to me that your niece... Does your niece even exist?
What do you mean?
Do you have a niece?
No, I do not.
Oh, thank
you
God.
You don't even have
thank
a niece.
God.
Do you have a nephew?
Safe.
No, I have a sister. I have a husband.
Please tell me you don't have any children with your attitude.
What's wrong? Listen to this lady bark. You Lexus-driving wide-ass cracker.
Thank you very much. You know what?
I really appreciate that.
I really do. I find you all, you cracker drive that Lexus, driving around out there, have no respect
Lexus,
for black
I'm people. Driving in a goddamn Chevette.
Oh, and listen to that mouth on you, taking the Lord's name in vain. You don't hear what I want to say. If a little black child got ground up in a meat grinder and come back decapitated,
you know what
wouldn't
I
even
hear?
Care about that.
But I
if,
hear you abusing
John F. Kennedy flies his plane into the ground.
That could
you
assist you.
About him all the time. You're driving me out of my mind. You're driving me around the bend.
Miss Bingham.
You're flipping my lid.
Let me tell you what I hear. I hear you abusing a system that could assist someone if their child is missing.
Thank God we didn't have any police respond to this.
Because you're a racist. You didn't call the police.
I'm not going to call the police because you didn't have any missing kid.
But if I did, and they are looking out for if she was white, I'm going to go get me a white niece.
Well, that'll be really interesting.
I tell you what, why don't you spread your legs and satisfy yourself like you told that poor woman that lives down south.
Why, you white-ass cracker. I tell
you
what
you
I
very
do.
Much.
There you
I
go with it.
Well,
that.
I appreciate your insult, too.
Phil
I can
Hendry.
Throw it right on back just as well you do.
Phil.
I'll tell you right now, I'm a pitcher. I ain't a catcher.
Phil, you know
yes,
what I
ma'am.
Would tell you?
Yeah.
I would tell you, get her
I'm
address,
a catcher,
and
I would
put a lawsuit on her ass for taking up the time of a public radio station.
Well, I can't. Unfortunately, I have to allow the...
You have to allow me on the air, otherwise he's a racist.
I
well,
have to
you
allow
know,
her on the air.
What I would tell you to do is just hang up.
Right,
I mean, this is fruitless.
Hold on for a second, if you wouldn't mind. Sue, are you there?
Yeah.
Sue, hang on, because I've got Jamie. Jamie, go ahead. Jamie and Sue, you're on with...
My name is Clara Bingham. You've forgotten my name?
I didn't forget your name.
Miss Bingham, this is Jamie again from the South.
I forget.
The African-American lady.
Oh,
that
lady claiming to, you claiming to be a black woman, that's right.
Okay, ma'am, so I went and I got an education and learned to speak, not in Ebonics. I'm being called a cracker.
I don't talk no Ebonics. I'm talking good to you.
Okay, but I don't have that accent. I've got a southern drawl.
Where's that white woman? She's still there? Is that white woman still there?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I sure am.
But, ma'am, you need, and this will be the last call I make, because this, you really don't even warn.
I work for a dentist, and you have a lateral lisp. You know that? It sounds like this, like you're talking like this.
No, ma'am, I'm on a cell phone.
Forget about that, okay? She's on a cell phone.
I'm on a cell phone.
You got a white man sticking up for a black woman. That's a new one.
Oh, for God's sakes.
But, ma'am, you need help.
That white woman now.
Jamie, tell her how it's an insult to not only the black race, but the white race, everyone.
Jamie, don't you take no direction from a white... You taking direction from a white woman, Jamie. That you do that. You are not doing that.
No, ma'am, I'm so furious with you right now.
You look at that white woman.
I can't see straight.
You got egged on by the white woman. That's how come you're angry. You can't think
of
yourself.
You are a sick woman. No, I'm angry.
Miss Bingham, you are so ignorant. I swear to goodness.
On the air. These two women have been on here.
You're all egging on with a white woman there. Look at that.
No, she wasn't egged on by a white woman. She called in angry. The white lady called up.
What's your problem?
My problem is...
Excuse me, what difference does it make? What color I am?
What color are you, Sue?
I am white, but what difference does that make?
I figured that out as soon as you open your mouth up.
If somebody's child is missing, it doesn't matter if they're green or checkered.
Yeah,
who cares? We gotta find the child.
But you don't care about my child because you say she's wearing a Spider-Man outfit. And
but you made it
no
up.
Child. You have no child. You have
you
no child.
What if I did?
If you did, then I'd still want the kid to be lost.
Bill Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
What did I say? I still want the kid to be lost? That was Clara Bingham from yesterday's show. By the way, that was me doing her voice. Maybe I shouldn't say that so much, huh? But, you know, we just have to sign our name to this thing. It's the only radio show in America where I got to put out all this marvelous creativity each day, and I can't even tell people that it's me. Oh, well. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Todd on the Phil Hendry Show. Todd?
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, you know, talking about the athletes, you know what? I don't compare them to the organ grinder. I compare them to the monkey. You there?
No. Here is Ron on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have a show idea.
Oh.
How about a motivational speaker that just won't let up?
Well, you're going to have to keep telling me about this one.
All
it's
right,
not
well,
grabbing
let's
me yet.
Say,
a motivational speaker that won't let up.
Yeah, and just constantly. So he wants you to take it to a level 10, and you get it there, and that's not good enough. And it just keeps going.
What, did you have some experience today with a motivational speaker?
No, I'm unemployed.
You're unemployed. You need a motivational speaker.
Well, that's what my future mother-in-law would say.
Really? You're unemployed and you're going to be married?
Yes. Well, maybe in the future. We haven't taken to that level yet. I'm a former Enron employee.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
You haven't taken it's your future mother-in-law, but you haven't taken it to that level yet.
No. Well,
you got a wacky life. Wacky life, man. You got crazy. You're calling me up about motivational speakers. You got a mother-in-law you ain't sure that she's going to be one or a wife, and you used to work for Enron and now you're living in Florida.
Yes, sir, in the middle of the Florida Keys.
You're a kooky guy.
Well,
all right.
There's many that would agree with
that's,
you.
That's cool. That's all right.
But it's a thought, you know.
Yeah.
You can take it from there.
A motivational guy that won't let up.
So, I'm not the pro here.
I think you need a motivational guy that won't let up. That's somebody, you know, like gets up in the morning with you, Ron, and goes to bed with you at night and says, come on, go. I know who it is. It's your future mother-in-law. All right, 1-800, isn't that what a mother-in-law really is? It's just a motivational speaker, right? You know you're not treating my daughter the best possible way. You're right. I'm a piece of garbage. I got to do better. That's right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Now, you know something? I feel bad about that guy I hung up on just about 7-8 minutes ago. Who was the guy that called and said, Todd in Connecticut. You know what, Todd? I apologize. And I'll tell you why. Because when you said that athletes were like, I compared athletes to what they do is no different than what an organ grinder with a monkey does. In other words, it's just a form of entertainment. And he said, well, I don't compare him to the organ grinder. I compare him to the monkey. And, of course, I had an attack of what I call political correct gas. You ever have a real gas attack? And I just got kind of I thought maybe he was being racial. But, no, he wasn't. He wasn't being racial. He was saying exactly what he should have said. In other words, they're not even the manager. They're just the monkey that goes out and performs. The guy who pumps the organ ain't really the performer. It's the monkey with the cup. There's nothing racial about that, any more than there was anything racial about Howard Cosell calling, Art Monk, a little monkey when he was running down the field with a football because he calls his grandkids monkey. I understand, though, that it's a sensitive thing, so I can certainly understand how people wouldn't want to use that word, but I'm simply saying I don't believe that man who called was using it in a racial sense. But now that I think about it, maybe he was. You know, them crackers are up in Connecticut. All right, 1-800-449-8686. In a moment, we're going to tell you about our July 4th show. Here is Dee. Hi, Dee.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm glad I finally got you. I was going to tell you I was a first-time caller,
but because I kept getting disconnected, now I'm a third-time caller on the same night.
Uh-huh.
I love the skit that you did years ago where you had someone, they called in and basically you said, well, if you want to leave a message, press 1, press 2, six, and he was deep enough. I love that. Please do that again.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing
just keep driving people nuts.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is, I feel that you should do more Arab stuff. It's so funny. I heard
Arab?
What you did a few. Yes. The Al Qaeda stuff.
Uh huh. What did I do?
You know, I'm a general in all of this with the Palestinian guy. What's his name? Arafat.
Uh huh.
I'm a general. You're talking to the general and all that. It's funny. And just
I don't remember doing that bit.
You can do this stuff every day. This.
You sure you weren't listening to the Jim Rohn show?
Every day you can do.
Were you listening to Bruce Williams?
No,
I don't remember
you.
Doing
you. I know it was you.
I'm the general.
No, I'm saying that would be funny. Where Arafat always says, "You're talking to the general. I'm the general." Remember?
Oh, you're suggesting that I do a bit like
I
that.
I am. And the other thing is, I thought that one of your people disconnected me, and I told him I'd bend his fingers back if he didn't let me talk to you.
Okay.
So I guess my threat worked.
Yes. In fact, he's bending one of his fingers right now.
Yes. Bend them for me, since I'm not right there. Just start bending them.
Okay.
Don't let up until he really screams.
Is that something from one of my shows?
No.
Okay. I just thought you were kind of doing a playback there. Thanks,
Dee.
No, I got
it. I think you're wonderful. Are you married?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. I'm not really sure.
Sometimes, you invent people, so I thought you might have invented your
wife. You're right, yeah. Well, I wear a ring occasionally on my finger, but I'll wander home some nights and she's not even there. Are you?
No.
You're not married?
No, I'm not.
Been married?
No. I've been married. I've been divorced.
How did that end? With him in about 16 different bags in the trunk of your car? Did it end badly?
No.
Did he leave you because you were flaky, or you left him because he was flaky?
Well, there was a problem. I waited for him. He couldn't get it straightened out. I think I gave him enough time.
Really? Was it what kind of a problem? Money? Sex?
No, I'm not going to go there.
But you waited for him, so he's still...
I'm not going to go there. I gave him a chance to shape up, and he didn't.
Booze. Drugs.
No.
Impotence. I bet you he's still in a box in the basement down there, huh? Is that where you're keeping him? All right, Dee. Thanks for calling, and I'm going to...
Maybe I'll send your fingers back.
All right, kid.
Okay.
Bye. My wife, you know, she hears me hang too long on a line with chicks. She starts going ape. So, you know, after a couple of martinis... And I heard you talking to the slut this afternoon on your show. Oh, now, come on, honey. You know I got to take calls from women. No. I understand you take calls from women. But I heard you flirting with a D from Florida. Is that she? Darling, come on. Let's go to bed now. Get your hands off of me. Come on, honey. It's just a woman who called me. Just a woman? Where did you meet me? At a radio station. Ah-ha! Here is a letter from Robin. Dear Phil, I'm writing with one of my favorite bits for you to consider for your July 4th show. As you know, on July the 4th, we're doing the top 100 calls of the year. First ever in national syndication, first ever locally. The first talk show ever to do a countdown show featuring phone calls instead of songs. How about them apples? I'm writing with one of my favorite bits for you to consider for your July 4th show. I am not sure who the character was because it was the first time I had ever heard the show and I was still ignorant of your program, of your format. The premise was that the guest believed King Kong was a documentary. I was supposed to meet my friends at the movies, and I remember sitting in my car until the last possible minute because I could not tear myself away from the show. I've rarely been tempted to call a talk radio show, but I wanted to that night. I would love to hear that bit again, especially now that I know how the show works. So back then, she didn't know how the show worked, and she's listening to this cat who thinks King Kong was a documentary. I remember doing that show, too, and I can't recall exactly how it went down, but... It was the best show that we had done since another program that we did, which I frankly understand the sensitivity to this, so please just bear with me. But we thought it was actually pretty funny, and maybe it isn't. But we did a program where a guy called up and said, the AIDS epidemic, there's always a patient zero, what they call a patient zero, meaning the first person to introduce the HIV virus. And his research showed him and led him to believe that patient zero with the HIV virus was Tarzan. He gave it to Boy, and Boy gave it to Jane, and then she traveled back to America, and that's... And I liked that show, and I liked that hour, but I also recognize it was, you know, kind of playing a little Russian roulette with a very, very seriously horrible disease. But if you think about it just in the pure, just in its pure state, Tarzan got AIDS from Cheetah, the chimp, and then he gave it to Boy, and you see... All right, enough. Here is Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Lisa, hi. How are you?
Hey, Phil.
How's it going, Lisa?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, but your phone is starting to really suck there.
Oh, man.
Keep talking, kid.
Well,
yeah. Hold on, Lisa. Hold on for a second. God. Here is Ian on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Ian.
Hi,
hi.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell you, I love your show. I mean, I'm amazed by your characters.
Thanks.
It's just so great.
Thank you.
I particularly like Ted Bell. I love the way you sort of insert his ego in so perfectly. I'm Ted Bell's state. I mean, it kills me.
Oh, yeah, he's a real insufferable slob.
Yeah, which gets my question. Where do you get the inspiration for all these characters? I mean, are they sort of, I don't know, amalgamations of people you've met? Or? I mean,
well, really Ted Bell started out as a dentist. Because he has an overbite, you know. I'm Ted Bell, you know. Does that. And I met a guy. I had a dentist in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
It was incredible. He was my dentist. He said, "Okay, Phil, let's just see what you got here." And he had the worst overbite. And I'm thinking, dude, physician heal thyself. So, Ted, and then I worked him. I thought an arrogant guy who thought that he was hot stuff.
Yeah.
Who had buck teeth. I just thought was funnier than hell. I don't know. But it depends, and mostly they are people that I've seen or met.
Yeah, I mean it's certainly a lot. I mean someone like the sort of the surfer guy, I guess Chris, whatever his name is.
Chris Norton is
Chris
like
Norton.
A lot of guys that I used to hang out with in Florida.
Yeah,
they're sucking rum by night, and they're sort of, you know, they're cleaning pools by day, and and they're hanging out at the raw bar, and you know, just every babe that comes to the door,
yeah.
they're putting the moves on.
Yeah,
they have the morality of an eel. They're just. They're and they think that they're, you know, especially in the 70s when I was hanging out in Florida, when guys were wearing the shirts open to the navel with the medallion hanging
out.
Oh, my God. It was nonstop. So they are amalgamations of people. And sometimes I'll hear something that clicks into a character, like a character we're going to do here in a few minutes, Doug Danger,
mm-hmm.
gay man and a gay journalist. And there's kind of an aspect of the gay community. There's a political aspect of the gay community that's very chest beating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're gay and we're proud. We're gay and we're so we stuck that into that character, and he's, you know, he's sort of
a collection
of crap like that. So there you go.
Yeah, that's my fiance Alice. She actually got me into your show. I think that's her favorite. Well, one of her favorite characters. It's hard to say. I mean, there's so many.
Well, thank you very much.
All right,
appreciate
keep
that
it up
very
the
much.
Good work.
Okay, thanks, pal.
Bye bye.
Did our little friend there, Lisa from Arkansas, call back, or did she call through the call? There she is. Lisa,
how are you?
There you go. That's beautiful. You got out of the holler, man, and now you're back on the highway.
That's right.
Cool.
There's a few of them here in Arkansas, from what I can see.
It's all right. So what's up?
Go ahead.
No, go.
I just wanted to tell you that it was so nice to hear you. I'm from California.
Oh.
And Ventura County, actually. And I caught you about 4 years ago, and I was hooked.
Oh, wow. I was on in Ventura County, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you doing down there?
I'm in Memphis working for a newspaper.
Are you a writer?
No, I'm in advertising.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I was doing in California. And I'm driving from Memphis to Oklahoma, and I heard you on the radio, and I thought, I've never called before, but...
Oh, I'm glad you did.
What a nice slice of California.
Did you work in the newspaper business out here? You said so you weren't going to school or anything, huh?
No, I was in the newspaper business.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't want to be here right now because it's on fire. So just as far east as you can go where it's wet and there's all kinds of swamps and stuff, that's where you want to be because out here everything's burning.
That's what I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks.
But I have to tell you that I love Margaret and I just think you're great. I don't have a lot to say, but...
Well, that's cool. That's all right. I'm glad you called.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, Lisa.
All right. Thanks.
Goodbye. Okay, there you go. She's just checking in from Memphis down there on Beale Street, you know. We were on in Memphis for a while, and then what happened? Oh, I don't know. Somebody said the a-hole word, I guess, and that, you know, ended that. But everything what goes around comes around. We'll be back on in Memphis again, I'm sure, and other wonderful places. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
...1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
You know, it's really weird. I just was talking about Tarzan, and not too far from where we are right here is a town called Tarzana. And I grew up knowing this place, Tarzana, and I never occurred to me that it was named after Tarzan. And I think they named it after Tarzan because the author Edgar Rice Burroughs lived in Tarzana. Or whatever was over there, and then they called it Tarzan, or Tarzana. And I'm thinking, it would have been cool, since we were talking about King Kong, if there was a town, you know, just suburban L.A., King Kong, California. Or King Konga. That'd be cool.
Beautiful 4, 5, 6-bedroom homes in luxurious King Konga.
Have you been out to King Konga? Because they've got some subdivisions out there.
My name is Mary Gray, and I'm from King Kong, California, and I'm here to play The Price is Right.
All right. How about Godzilla, Arizona, or Batman, Connecticut? Any of these places would be fine. They'd be fun. Aquaman, Colorado, I think, would be a Aquamana. Geez, that's a hell of a tribute to a guy. And, you know, you really got to be hard up to name your town something when you got to name it after some guy's book because you can't think of anything else, and you name it after a book that's like that. Didn't he write other books? Didn't he write Invisible Man? How about The Invisible Man, California? How about Invisible Man, California? I don't know. Can't you call it something like Hidden Valley, Pleasant Meadow, Diaper Creek, Deer Run? No, Tarzan. That's the one we get there. Aquaman. Okay, here is Brent on The Phil Henry Show. Brent?
Hi, how you doing?
Very good.
Hey, I just want to throw in my 2 cents for your top 100 call.
Right.
Bobby, with your Plane Go Boom.
Oh, yeah, that is solid, man. You're not the first person to request that either.
Yeah,
have we found that, Janice? I think we're in the process, Brent, of looking for that, but that was just to...
That was the best.
Yeah, just to give people a recap on that. It was right after 9/11, and they were having to replace the security personnel at the airports, and a guy came on and said, we are going to be replacing security personnel with, challenged, mentally challenged people. It's a good job for them. And next thing you know, he introduces this guy, Bobby, who's like, the only way he could say that there was something bad in the baggage and alert the cops that there was something being carried on that was bad, he'd go, plane go boom! You know,
the electric shock.
Yeah, and so they would shock him, and that was us trying to desperately squeeze laughs out of 9/11. But I think we did it in that case.
That was hysterical.
Cool. I'm glad, and we are looking for it, Brent. So
great.
Thank you. All right, man.
Right on.
Bye. I'm only kidding, Brent. I'm not going to put that on there. We've already got our 100 calls picked out. Forget it. All your ideas, all of the things that you want, this is what I want. No, we really do want to put that on there. And if I could find that King Kong documentary, oh my God, what I wouldn't give to find that King Kong documentary show or the Tarzan Age show, which I'm sorry, no, we're never going to replay that. You don't make jokes about that, which of course we did for a solid hour one day. King Kong, and then I did another show when I was in Miami. This one was pretty good. This was a show where a guy called up and he didn't want the Flintstones movie to be released because it was historically inaccurate. And he felt that it was a terrible thing to do to our children to release a film that had historical inaccuracies like guys driving cars with their bare feet and using the beak of a cockatoo to play phonograph records. You know, that just never happened, man. How could you dare do that? And they never, ever used tiny elephants as vacuum cleaners. So, and people are calling going, well, you idiot, it's supposed to be a joke. It's not even real. And this cat was going, no, man. No way. So if I had that one, I'd definitely put that baby in the archive. By the way, our audio archives are very extensive, and you can log on to it anytime you want. And I mean, we've got stuff going back 7, 8, 9 years on our website. You can log on to it anytime you want if you get a backstage pass to philhenryshow.com. It's only $6.95 a month. You have access to not only all of the archives, but you have access to our show each and every day, no matter where you live. You can listen to the show, and you can listen to it on demand, which means any time that you'd like to listen to the show during that particular day, you can hear it. And what else was I going to say? That's all. And it's really cool. Susan, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, oh, you're my favorite. What would not you joke about?
Oh, I don't know. You know, the immediate death of a child I wouldn't joke about.
Good.
I wouldn't joke, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, we didn't, I'll tell you, right when 9/11 happened, we shut all the comedy down.
Well, that was a good move, too, and you're brilliant.
What would have happened if I just kept up with the shtick?
Oh,
what do you think? Maybe 48 hours and I'm on the street? I would have been so fired.
Yeah. No, you were...
A couple of planes flew into the World Trade Center. Hey, that reminds me. I was on a vacation at Tahiti. It's not going to work.
You're absolutely right to have done what you did then.
Thanks.
I'm just curious now that that's over... Well,
there you go. That's an example. Susan. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something. Aren't there blue laws in Utah?
Blue?
Yeah, blue laws.
B-L-U-E?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
They restrict alcohol sales?
They do restrict alcohol sales.
Okay.
You can't buy alcohol in the grocery store after 1:30 a.m. or before 6 a.m.
Aha. So you laid in a supply or what? I don't know.
Oh, you think I sound drunk?
I'm joking. No. You're fine. You're fine. All right, Susan, thank you.
I love you.
Thanks. I love you, too. Thanks. She wasn't juiced. Jeff's giving me the flask. He gave me the flask high sign. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry.
Let's go to Doug now. Doug, you on the line. Go ahead, Doug.
Phil, my name's Doug Danger. I'm an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier.
Yes, sir. I've read your byline.
Yes, sir. The reason why I'm calling is in response to some comments I heard last hour about kids at graduation, prom night, etc. Kids that are using limousines to get around on prom night and to get around on graduation night. And generally just to take out on dates. Phil, I'm an entertainment writer. I'm also a gay man and a gay journalist. And the reason why I bring up the fact that I'm gay is that I think I've, over the years, have developed an ability to be a little bit more honest with people. Because when you're gay and you come out, as I did almost 4 months ago, and I've lived a long time, you are honest with people because they know who you are and they know what you're about. Now, what I have seen...
What are you... Forgive me, Mr. Danger, but what are you getting at?
All right, here's what I'm getting at. There are a lot of kids out there who are riding around in limousines, and there was a time that the limousine represented fame, it represented money, it represented glamour. I remember as a boy growing up in Southern California, when you saw a limousine, you saw a movie star in it.
Well, you know, that's true. That is true.
That is absolutely true.
Because I grew up here as well, and every time you saw a limo, you wondered if it was... Some big...
You wondered if it was Jack Lemmon or Peter O'Toole or Elizabeth Taylor or whoever. But today, anybody can rent a limo. And what I find most distressing are the teenagers that are out renting them for their prom nights. And what makes it distressing is you may be standing at a restaurant, as I often am down in Newport Beach, and you see a limo pull up, a beautiful stretch with the tinted glass, the door opens, and you're thinking, what celebrity? I should get my tape recorder because I'm about to get a comment. And the door opens and somebody's kid looking ridiculous in his rented tuxedo and their pastel gowns that their mother made from a pattern they found in Modern Maturity, they get out, and I wonder what happened to the great days. And you got 8 teenagers who just threw up on themselves because they drank too much slow gin. They fall out of this limousine, and I finally couldn't stomach it any longer. So I decided to do something about it. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, I do believe in being an activist, and because of that, fact, I've lived a long, hard life as a gay man.
Well, let's talk a minute here. Does this really disappoint you?
It disappoints me a great deal. Yes, sir, it does.
Because you see teenagers, well, anybody can rent a limousine now.
Anybody can rent a limousine. Forgive me, but any hillbilly trash with $800 burning a hole in their pocket, they can rent a limousine. And I think it's unfair to the rest of us because when you see a limo going down the road, you really are hoping that there's a movie star in it.
You are kind of hoping that you see a big name.
I think it is emotional blackmail. I think it is morally wrong to see a limousine and get somebody's hopes up that there's a movie star in it. And far from there being a movie star in it, there's somebody's brat who is...
Well, let's not characterize the kids as brats, okay?
Well, the stars have earned the right to be in a limousine. These kids have not earned any right to be in a limousine. They're in there with their girlfriend playing pretend movie star.
All right, so you mentioned, Doug, that there's some things you're doing about it.
Yeah, well, it takes a brave soul, as I said, to walk the streets as a gay man. So about a month ago, what I started doing is if I see a limousine pull up at a restaurant or any event that I'm at, and I see somebody's kid with his date get out of it, not a celebrity, not an actor, just another clunk, I've been grabbing them by the arms and telling them to push off and get a cab.
You're not.
Yes, sir, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, sir, I am. And I've done...
Well, how do you do that and not get into trouble in any kind of hawk with the police?
No, you don't get in any problem because what you do is you just tell them there's a cab, go take it. And if they need the money, I give them the money.
So you're giving these kids money to take a cab?
Yes, I am. And the reason I'm doing that is because the limousine, in my opinion, is the exclusive domain of the movie star.
You're grabbing kids and forcing them out of limos and into cabs, but you're paying for it.
I give them a couple bucks to get them home. Yes, sir, I do. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've written an entertainment column for the last 20 years. My name doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. I'll tell the kids this. Don't you ever let me catch you again trying to play big shot movie star. And then I'll say, you see that? I'll point to the limousine. That's for movie stars. That's for celebrities. That's not for you.
All right, Doug Danger is with us. You see, what you're doing, though, Doug, if I may say, is they paid for that limousine, and you're not giving them the right to use it.
No, they get their money back. They can get their money back from the limousine company. But the fact is, I give them money for a cab to get them around.
But they didn't want to take the cab.
Well, they're going to take kids, teenagers, riding around in limousines, set people up to think there's a movie star in it. And when you feel your heart drop and you feel vomit literally beginning to bubble up in the back of your throat when you see kids, some teenage punk kid, getting out of a limousine in a rented monkey suit when you were hoping and praying that maybe it was Nicolas Cage, maybe it was John Travolta, and you see some half-drunk punk in a rented monkey suit with the dizzy-looking broad with him, I'll tell you, it'll get to you.
So that's why you're pulling kids out of limos and saying, you take a cab.
You got it.
Have you gotten arrested?
No, sir, I haven't.
Because they don't know who you are.
No, they do not know who I am, but I am giving the money for the cab, yeah.
And you do this, you say, because you're
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, we have a little bit more courage to try to act on things than most people. Okay, we've been taking crap our whole lives as a gay man, but I'm not just a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. So I've been taking crap my whole life, and I've been taking crap as a journalist, too. So I've probably taken double the amount of crap that a single gay, just a regular gay guy would take. I've taken double because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. So I know how to be honest with people.
All right. Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier, our number 1-800-449-8686. This is the first time I've ever seen a journalist as an activist.
Well, I think we all are in some way activists. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have a much bigger, I think, mandate to be an activist.
All right. Well, hold on. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is a writer, an entertainment writer, who believes that limousines are for movie stars and celebrities, not for your kid on his prom night or grad night. You have taken kids out of limousines and given them cab money.
That's, I feel all it is some parenting. All they need is some real parenting. They need an adult to go up to them and say, look, kid, you know something, you're not Macaulay Culkin, you're not John Travolta, you know something, kid, you're not Tobey Maguire, okay? Get in the cab that all the other people have to ride around in, and someday if you ever get to be famous, then maybe you'll get to see the inside of a limousine. But just grow up a little bit, okay? And know your place.
How do the kids respond to this?
I think most of them are a little bit upset, but when I give them the cab fare, I don't think they care really all that much. But I think they get upset, but I tell them, you know something, just because you come from an upper middle class or middle class family where your father can afford to get you a limousine doesn't mean that you have the right to sit in one. And sometimes these girls, the ones that are the mouthiest, Phil, are the girls. Now, this is somebody's daughter who will mouth off to me And you know what I'll do is I'll slap her across the face, because one of the best things, one of the best ways to get the attention of a woman who's going to be is getting hysterical on you is to slap her across the face.
And you're slapping these people?
You got. Let me tell you something. Don't act shocked, Phil. Because
well, I mean that's a whole different.
I'm slapping some of the girls because she's getting mouthy with me, and that's the best way to deal with some mouthy chick who's gonna. And I'm an adult. She's a kid.
Wow. 1-800-449-8686 with Doug Danger. Here's Joan. Joan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I'm
yes,
just
ma'am.
Calling because I really was very surprised by these comments. I personally don't care whether I see a kid at a high school prom or whether I see John Travolta. I don't think it's the person's right to see a star come out of a limo. I don't even look at who's in a limo.
I think we have certain expectations of living. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have
and
the
I've heard
honesty.
You say that like 11 times. I've got the point.
Okay, you know that I'm gay.
Yeah, you're a gay
right,
man
well,
and a gay journalist.
Okay,
I've heard it 12 times now.
Well, let's not get too homophobic here, Joan.
I'm not homophobic.
Well,
my best friends have died of AIDS.
You hate gays?
No, my best friends
the ladies
have had AIDS and are
gay
and have died of AIDS, and I am
well,
not
sounds
homophobic.
Sounds like it was a big pain in the ass to you. It was a big pain in the ass?
What
talking about? Your friend died. I guess, oh, yeah, he had AIDS. Jeez.
No, he's my best friend for the last 12 years.
Can we get off of this and get to your point, Doug?
Yeah.
My point is, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I have the courage to see, every time I say I'm gay, I hear you snorting through your nose.
No, just because I don't think it's relative.
I'm gay.
I don't think it's important to your fact if you don't want to see high school kids.
No, I'm saying because I have the courage to walk up to them to say, you don't belong in a limousine.
Why
movie
don't
stars.
They belong in a limousine,
because
sir?
Because movie stars belong in limousines.
I don't think movie stars. I could care less about movie stars being in limousines.
Well, but see, if you
why,
grew up
why
in Hollywood.
Why do people have expectations that they're going to see a movie star
when's the last
when they
time
get out of limos?
When you were a kid and you saw a limousine going down the street, there was a movie star in it. Now,
no, I didn't. I could care less.
What did you think was in it?
I don't know. When I got married, we had a limo.
It's extremely disappointing not to see a star step out of a limo.
Come on, give me
and
a break,
see a couple
sir.
Of brats.
I don't think that you represent the majority of people in New Orleans.
The other thing that I gotta say here, Doug, is you've referred to these kids as brats a number of times.
What else is going to step out? If a kid gets out of a limousine, what do you mean? They're not a brat?
Why do you figure they're brats?
Because they're spoiled rotten.
They are not.
A kid getting out of a limousine, you don't think is spoiled rotten?
Yeah, they might be, responsible drinkers and not driving cars and killing people.
Any kid stepping out of a limo in a monkey suit is spoiled rotten. And I will tell you that, in my opinion, that brat needs to be put into a cab and sent off to whatever his destination is.
Well, you're not only giving that as an opinion, Doug, you are doing it. Thank you very much, Joan, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, entertainment writer, who believes the good old days of limousines should be brought back, where only celebrities, movie stars, and the rich and the powerful rode in them. He says now any kid who has a graduation party or a prom party can get into a limousine, and it's disappointing for us to see some, as he, and I wrote it down, some brat in a rented monkey suit, end quote, getting out of the limo. He has gone so far as to shove $20 or $30 into the kid's hand and have him take a cab and free the limo up for movie stars. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier's entertainment writer who believes that limousines should only be ridden in by movie stars and celebrities.
That's correct.
And to the point where if you see... What about older people that are in limousines?
I don't like to see it. I don't like to see anybody who is not a movie star and a bona fide celebrity in a limousine. I don't like to see it. There's nothing really much I can do about adults, although I remember when I was a kid and I was playing somewhere dangerous, an adult would come along and tell me to get out of there, and I would appreciate that. I would think some parents would appreciate what I'm doing for them, reminding their children that they are just average middle class to upper middle class, boring American teenagers, and trying to pretend they're something they're not. There's no way to do it. And what I do is if I give a girl a slap in the face and tell them, hey, I'm gay and I'm a gay journalist. You don't belong in there. Get out. Because if they start in with their mouth on me...
Doug, you're acting like you're their parent and you're not.
I'm an adult, I'm a responsible adult, and I'm also an entertainment reporter. Limousines are for movie stars, not some, slut in training or some...
Oh, let's not care. You keep calling these kids names, man. Here is Brett on the Phil Henry Show. Brett?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're talking about. I believe everyone has a right to ride in whatever vehicle they do believe in, especially
a
limousine.
Why are they riding in a limousine?
They can be anyone they want.
Why are they riding a limousine?
Why not?
Because
why not ride in a Lamborghini? What's the difference?
Because
they can rent whatever they want if they got the money.
The limousine traditionally has been for movie stars, film stars, and celebrities.
That's true, and,
that's
and
right.
Rich people.
I was very wealthy.
Back in high school, when I went to prom, I rented a limousine, and I paid for it all myself. And you say all these rich kids are snobs and all that crap, but I paid for it all myself. I worked all summer.
Well, it's whether you paid for it yourself or whether your parents gave you the money, as a kid, you got no business in a limousine.
Why not?
Because that's for... Are you a movie star?
No.
Well, what do you think? You want to be one or something?
I could pretend to do whatever I want to be.
That's... No, you can't. You're not allowed to.
I can pretend to be gay if I want.
Well, I am gay. I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a problem with that?
No, but you have a problem
good.
With everything else.
That's
please.
Good. I got a problem with you. I'll be honest with you, buddy. You would look stupid in a limousine, all right? And I'm trying to save you
well,
from embarrassment.
Well, you would look stupid on a woman.
Hey, pal. Maybe not.
Maybe not. But you look... You think
I'll
you look
you
good slapping a woman.
I wouldn't look stupid on you. Yeah.
Yeah, but you look pretty good with my foot in your ass.
Yeah, you'd look better with something else than yours.
What's that?
Well, I tell you what. Three guesses, the first two don't count.
All right, what are we doing here, guys?
Listen, I can deal with any little homophobe. Like, I'll make short work out of this guy, okay?
I can deal with
any
little man,
gay
girl. Little woman
keep
slapper.
Keep yourself. I'm a woman slapper?
It sounds like it.
Some broad.
You don't like women, so you got
to
beat them up.
No, I didn't beat her up, but they're the ones who are the mouthiest. Anybody mouths off to me, I slap. You mouth off to me in front of me, I'll slap you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But she's the one that...
Okay, Doug, look.
No, just hold on, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What are you laughing at? Wanna
you said
be?
That about 300 times.
Yeah, listen,
you think
okay.
People just cut in or something.
What?
It makes me think that you just think people start listening because you say that about 4,000 times.
I want you to know that I'm gay.
I think you got the point across.
Okay. So what are you doing in a limo?
What's
I'm not
that
in a limo.
What has one got to do with the other?
You said you were in a limo.
He said he got himself a limo when he was in high school.
Sure.
Well, he doesn't belong in one.
Why not?
You look like an idiot.
What do you drive?
What do I drive?
1986 Mazda.
You don't drive a limo. Hey, Brett, you don't drive a limo. You let somebody else drive it for you. Jeez.
Yeah, but what do you ride?
Do, man? Don't tell me you rented a limo and then you got in and started driving it.
No, but I got up front and I checked it out.
You checked it who?
Huh?
Oh, is this another Canadian?
He's from Wisconsin. Never mind. Brett, thank you. I got the point. 1-800-449-8686. Debbie, go ahead.
Hi,
Debbie.
I just have a quick comment here just to let him know something. Limousine services are a business. They're a business to make money.
Right.
Whether, a child rents it, which, their parents are paying for it, or they're using their hard-earned money, whatever, it doesn't matter. And the other main point is that they are staying off the streets. They're not drinking and driving. I mean,
they shouldn't be drinking at all. Okay?
Well,
and number two,
kids shouldn't be having sex either, but, they're doing it.
Well, they shouldn't be doing it. And the other thing is if they're renting a limo, that means there's none left for any movie star that wants one or any celebrity because some kid is throwing up in one. Now, let me ask you a question. What if they bring the limo back and it's got pools of vomit in it and Dustin Hoffman needs it?
They vacuum it out, honey. They take it through and clean it.
Vomit? That's going to take... If Hoffman needs it... And
what do you mean if Dustin Hoffman needs it?
You think Dustin Hoffman's going to get into a limo with vomit on the floor? I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
No, but see, Dustin Hoffman would have planned ahead and already rented pre-rented the limo. I worked in entertainment law.
I can tell you, they
do it in advance.
I'm an entertainment writer, so I know all about it. I know all about
it. Well, I have
a
journalist degree.
I know more about the world of Hollywood than you do. Let me put it that way, all right? And I can tell you that even if they called ahead, if there's already reservations in for the limousine, okay? See what I'm saying?
They're planned in advance all the time.
We don't have any limousines because it's prom night. Jesus. Can you believe that? As a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm the one who's got the guts to walk up to them. The parents are giving a horrible message to their kids, letting them ride the limo, because these kids are never going to be famous. They're never going to be movie stars. they're never, nobody's ever going to want to see them doing anything other than, you know, stick another bucket of fries in.
Yeah,
so why are they putting them in a limousine? That's my whole point.
All right, Debbie, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Doug Danger on the Phil Henry Show about, this is a bizarre conversation we're having here.
Well, to you it's bizarre, Phil, but I grew up loving Hollywood. I love everything about Hollywood. I love everything about it, including the glamour, including the celebrity. You were making fun of Billy Bob Thornton, calling him looking like a truck driver, and his wife had collagen-fattened lips and everything else. I mean, if Billy Bob Thornton was standing here, he'd slap you right across the face.
All right, good. Let him slap me in the face. What has this got to do with him riding in a limousine?
He's got the right. And he's got the right to step into a limousine that isn't caked with the puke of a prom queen who had some slow gin and crab cakes about a half hour before.
Good God.
Yeah, don't sound too appetizing, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Can you imagine that, man? Some little blonde 15-year-old has been siphoning down slow gin, eating crab cakes. You know what that looks like coming up?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
I'm a gay man and a gay...
I got that you're gay, man. That's the whole thing with a gay man and gay journalist. I get it. All right, you're gay, so you have more guts than the rest of us, and you can walk up to a kid and say, get out of that limousine, because I don't want you puking up your slow gin and your crab cakes. Mr. Hoffman. Mr. Hoffman needs the limo. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
You were in a limo with who?
I can't tell you who my passenger was. I was in a limousine with one of the top film stars in the world. I can't tell you who she is, but I can tell you she is one of the top film stars in the world, and she told me, quite frankly, she can't stand riding in limousines when she knows that some people have been riding in them that are just people that are not celebrities.
Why?
She doesn't like the smell. She doesn't like the stink. She says there's a stink. There's a stink of just pedestrian stink. I don't know. And she was in a limo once. She saw a clip-on earring on the floor. Just pissed her off.
A top film star.
You bet. So you see, Phil, I'm not making this up. When I say that limousines are strictly... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't lie, okay? As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can't lie. Gay people, for all of our faults, especially gay people, gay men and gay journalists, don't lie. We tell it like it is, and we tell the truth.
So the movie stars want to ride in a limo, and they don't want any regular slobs?
They don't want any regular slobs. You got it.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Clyde. Clyde, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I want to know what makes these people think they're any better than the common person. What are the people that put money in their pockets so they can ride around in a limo? Who cares? If it wasn't for the public, they wouldn't be a star.
They're movie stars, okay?
Yeah, well, without the public, they wouldn't be nothing but another common Joe.
Yeah, but...
Well, you know what? My monthly income's over $20,000, and if I want to ride around in a limo, I'm going to ride one, and they can kiss my butt. And if somebody like you comes up and tells me I don't belong in one, I will slap the taste out of your mouth.
Hold on for just a second here, Clyde. First of all, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm very honest.
You've got that point across numerous times. The whole nation knows you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, you got a problem with that?
No, I have no problem with it. What I have a problem with is people like you think they're better than the normal person.
No, I'm saying... Look,
we pay their salaries. We go see their movies.
Yeah, that's right. But they give you something in return. They give you entertainment you'll never forget.
What?
Yeah. Spider-Man.
What did they give us?
Did you see Spider-Man?
The price is up so much that you can't take your family to the movies anymore. You have to go see them yourself so they can ride around in their limousines. Well, without us, they're nothing.
Movie stars give us hope, Clyde.
They give us hope. To write about.
Movie stars, they give us hope. They give you the hope to go on with your miserable life.
They're fake.
Huh?
They're
Clyde, your phone. Clyde, your phone's breaking up, man. Can you back?
Okay. You know, them people without their little roles are nothing.
But without their movies, you're nothing, because that's what helps you relax.
That's where you're wrong. I have a life, and it doesn't depend on going and seeing somebody on a screen portray something that they're not.
Tell me that
I have a life.
Tell me Spider-Man didn't give you hope to go on.
You know what?
Hope to go on.
I didn't bother to go see Spider-Man. I'm not into that kind of
stuff. Well, how do you get through every day?
How do I get through every day? I get through every day knowing that at the end of the day, I've put in a hard day's work, and what I've done brings meaning to my life.
How
do you get through a day?
I get through
living
the day.
Off other people.
No, I get through the day having gotten the message in Spider-Man.
You live off other people. You don't even have a life of your own. You depend on other people, so you have something to write about.
You go home and watch stars on TV, don't you? Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You know what I do? I watch the news. I watch,
they're celebrities.
Educational program.
Okay, Dan Rather's a celebrity. Dan Rather's a celebrity, and he's the only guy. He should be in a limo, but everybody else know.
I don't watch Dan Rather's, but what gives Dan Rather's the right to think that he can ride in a limo and I can't?
Say that again?
If these people want to put out money for a limo, there is no reason, and you have no God-given right to tell anybody any different. It's their money. If they want to spend it to go out and spend a nice evening on the town.
All right, but let me ask you a question, Clyde. Why is it one of the top film stars in the world said to me, now, when she gets into a limo after regular people have been in it, it smells like processed cheese.
Well, then that's her problem, because people like that are sick and they don't belong in stardom.
How do you figure she's sick? She smells cheese.
Okay, if she smells cheese, that cheese is from someone who's paid her salary and went and seen probably a crappy movie.
A crappy movie? You know, I can't say who the star is, but...
I want to know who the star is.
Have you ever seen...
See, now, wait a second. Are you a star? What are you doing in the limo?
What are you doing in the limo? I'm a member of the media, okay? I get to go into limos because I'm a reporter.
Well, if you were a better member of the media, you could afford your own limo and wouldn't have to be invited with somebody else.
I get my limousine rides cut, but does this star have to sit in regular people's slop? No.
What's a regular person?
These people who aren't movie stars. And they get into the limousine and they leave a smell of cheese and clip-on earrings.
So what? They're a movie star because people like me pay for them to be a movie star.
I thought you said you don't go to movies.
I don't. Uh-huh. You know, I don't need to. You know what? I own real estate in Salt Lake City. I make $20,000 a month in income. If I decide to go get in a limo, I'm going to go get in a limo.
Brad Pitt makes way more than that.
So what?
Well, he belongs to limousine.
How much do you make a month?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't have to answer that question.
We know that.
We know that.
You know what? You know I'm gay?
I'm a straight man and a straight man real estate. So what?
You're a straight what? I'm sorry?
I'm a straight man and I'm in real estate. So what?
Are you a straight real estate agent?
You're gay.
No.
You want to know what?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Are you a straight man and a straight real estate agent?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. But maybe back in the 80s, people cared if somebody else was gay. It doesn't matter anymore. Nobody cares.
$20,000 a month is chump change.
Yeah, that's chump change.
Now, what do you make?
I make 35.
You probably don't see $20,000 in a year, buddy.
I make $35,000 a year.
Jeez.
That's chump change, buddy. That's chump change.
I'm gay.
You're gay and poor.
You're gay and poor. All right, look at Clyde. The guy's call was so good, but that phone, I hope that wasn't too aggravating.
What'd you do?
I let him go.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but he just called me gay and poor.
Yeah, well, I think that's a better description of you, Doug. Doug Denger there, he doesn't want any of your kids in limousines, only movie stars. What kind of whack conversation was that? And that poor Clyde, you guys with those cell phones with those clipping limiters on them, I don't know if there's an adjustment that you can make, but if you get too loud on them, you got... Because it clips it. It limits the... Why do they have that on a phone? I guess they don't want it to distort. Well, I'd rather have it distort than not hear it. I'd rather have...
I want to call the show.
I'd rather hear that than... Yo. Anyway, 1-800, you know, I said it last hour, and I'll say it again. You people that run the cellular phone service for America, you ought to be brought up on charges. For the money you charge us and the cell service that we get, there should be a rebate check of at least $10,000 per subscriber in the mail tomorrow. Because I'm telling you, it's absolutely ridiculous to
pump these plans and pump these phones and talk about digital this and analog that. And every time I drive to my house, there's a stretch of highway where my wife just goes away. She's gone. I'll be talking to her on the 101 freeway. As soon as I get to Calabasas, she's gone. It's just, you know, and then I got to call. Hi, were you in Calabasas? You bet. Okay, yeah. You know, it's like code now. And then, you know, my daughter calls me and says, hi. Well, okay, were you like a block from our house? Yeah. Okay, that's what I figured. All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
With Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. What was it, Doug?
I'll tell you, another very, very, very big film star that I was riding in a limo with. I was on my way over to the Academy Awards, and I was allowed to sit with him to do a little bit of a Q&A. He told me that when he gets into a limousine that had been inhabited by just people that are not movie stars,
right,
it smells like perfume that's bought by the gallon. Now, can you imagine? So, in other words, he can detect, as soon as he gets into the limo, the stink of that drugstore stuff. Movie stars don't wear that. Celebrities don't wear that. They wear the perfume that comes in a bottle about the size of a thimble and is about $200 an ounce. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. They have money, and I understand that.
And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist who tells the truth.
How many more times are you going to tell me about you being gay?
Because I want you to understand, I can't lie. Gay people can't lie.
1-800-GAY-PEOPLE-CAN'T-LIE.
No, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Diane. Diane, go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I just want to say, why is my money not as good as a rich star's money if I rent a limo?
Your money's fine, but there are certain areas of life that only movie stars, in my opinion, should be allowed to go to, and that's the limousines and all of that. See what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, if they're limousines. so rich, why can't they order, go with a certain limousine service
what do you need a limousine
that doesn't
for?
Deal with us trashy people?
What do you need a limousine for?
Well, if I want a limo, why do I have to give you a reason why I want a limo? Do they give reasons why they need
you
a limo?
You don't need a limousine. They need limousines for security and everything else, Diane.
Oh, they do.
That's right. And you don't need security because nobody knows who you are.
And also, right? Another thing I wanted to say is...
And if you are wearing that cheap perfume, and I'm not saying that you do, but if you do, it bothers them.
Well, how do you know that the rich stars aren't wearing cheap perfume?
They don't. Believe me, they don't.
And,
I know
and
movie
fake
stars.
Earrings.
I know
just
movie
because
stars.
They have money? Just because they have money, they don't wear cheap perfume?
That's right. I know movie stars, and believe me.
You know movie stars, they don't wear any cheap stuff.
No, they don't.
Hello? Hello? Look at, I lost Doug and I lost the other caller. That's great. What happened? Did the phone bank go dead? You know what? That's about enough of that crap. That's about enough of that. So, in other words, movie stars don't wear perfume that's bought by the gallon. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's recap. Doug Danger was on with us talking about whatever the hell he was talking about. Oh, yeah, limousines are for movie stars. They're not for slobs. And in the preceding hour, we had Bob Green, I think, who is, or actually next hour, or wherever you're listening to us, Bob Green, who, you know, can't sell his USA World Champion mugs. And so that means that he's out $500,000. Man. Well, let me tell you about something you can't go wrong with, fans. Yes, that's the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. Jay Sanos, founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, has made available to us these limited edition T-shirts that have the official Citizens Auxiliary Police insignia over the left breast. And on the back, the copyrighted, patented Citizens Auxiliary Police Charter Statement, we take a peek over the shoulder of the police, as pronounced by Major Elvis Newton in 1997 upon the founding of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, you too can own a T-shirt from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. All you have to do is go to our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And you can pick up that T-shirt starting next Monday. While you're there, go into our souvenir shop and pick up the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. And you can also get the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD, Bring It, for the year 2001. And that is for $20. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So it's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity to get fully clothed and to get fully warped with our CDs and our clothing there in the souvenir shop. A shop on the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendrieshow.com. That's how you spell my last name. That's how you get to our website. Get that backstage pass for only $6.95. You notice everything costs money on my site, and that's the way I like it. You know, you notice there's nothing for free on my website, and that's the way we like it. So just go over to our website and quit complaining. You'll be glad you did, with all of our classic comedy bits, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We were talking about the Forbes list of the top 100 celebrities, and I was mentioning that celebrities can be people who are not in the entertainment business. They can be people who are, for instance, isn't Donald Trump a celebrity? He's not in the entertainment business, is he? He's not? Donald Trump isn't a celebrity? Is Hugh Hefner, well, he's in the entertainment business. He's a publisher. See, to me, that's entertainment. Trump is a real estate guy. Let me ask you a question. Would you call Jeffrey Dahmer a celebrity if he were still alive? You would not call him a celebrity. I would. Jeffrey Dahmer is famous, well-known, and at least one person out there would pick up a dinner tab for him. And there's at least one person in America that would pick up a drink.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah, just it's cool. Just don't come over near me or anything, but I saw you sitting at the end of the bar.
Thank you for the drink.
No, it's all right. That's fine. Just don't, just stay there, okay? See Jeffrey Dahmer sitting at the other end of the bar, just, hey, bartender, yeah, set one up for my friend over there, that blonde. Sure. Is that you, Jeff Dahmer?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I recognized you from the newspaper. You ain't all them people, huh?
Well, they say I did.
Wow, you are kooky, baby. Hey, how about a drink?
Well, thank you. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, a little drinky-poo. Now, let me ask you something. If you get any booze in you, man, you don't start eating people or anything, do you?
No, I don't.
All right. Just checking it out, baby. What are you drinking over there, huh? That's, hey, that's Jeff Dahmer down there. That's Jeff. That's my man, Jeffrey Dahmer, my main man. You don't call him a celebrity? Anybody that has fame and notoriety on some level, I call a celeb. Although the word celebrity means to celebrate, doesn't it? But in some ways, we celebrated Jeffrey Dahmer. Would you call Hitler a celebrity? Let me tell you what, if Hitler was still alive, he'd be getting quite a bit of ink. Would you call Rudy Giuliani, is he a celebrity? Rudy Giuliani's a celebrity because he was the mayor of, would you call Osama bin Laden a celebrity? See, in other words, the point I think that I'm hammering home here, probably too much, probably ad nauseum, is that fame in the entertainment business is not the only area of celebrity that there is. And yet, and here's the whole reason why I brought it up, every single bloody name on this list is some clown from show business. It's like the only freaking people that are celebrated in our society are show business people. There isn't a teacher on here. There isn't a scientist on here. There's no politician on here. There isn't a guy that, there's no doctors on here. You know, there's not a coal miner. There's nothing. There's just nothing but freaking actors, writers, producers, and basketball players. This is the definitive statement on America. The Forbes top celebrity list. They're all freaking entertainers. Now, should it change? Yes, my name should be on there. No, I just, I don't know. It's fine. I guess it's all right. There's a couple of names here that I know. There's a couple of names on here that are not celebrities from the world of entertainment. Who's Ashley Banfield? Isn't she the Prime Minister of England? And look at this name here. This is Gisele Bündchen. She's wanted for war crimes. See, that proves what I was saying about Bin Laden. Here's a name here, Lil Bow Wow. Ain't he wanted for war crimes too? Forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Mandy Moore. She's definitely wanted for war crimes. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Here's a singing group, the Osbournes. And the Olsen Twins. It's a porn movie. Porn stars, aren't they? And here's Bill Cosby. I never heard of him.